Hey everyone, you are listening to Siddharth Shah. On this podcast, I talk to you about success, mind power, personal and professional development and growth, and a lot more things to help you tap your infinite potential. The episode begins. Chapter 7, Summary of Organized Planning, The Crystallization of Desire into Action, The 6th Step to Riches. In Chapter 7 of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, we dive into the critical concept of organized planning. Hill emphasizes that having a definite plan, well organized and consistently executed, is essential for transforming your desires into concrete achievements. This chapter explores the principles of setting clear objectives, creating strategies, and executing plans effectively. The power of definite plans. Hill stresses the importance of having a clear, definite plan for achieving your goals. Vague ideas and wishes are insufficient. You must define precisely what you want and create a roadmap to get there. Without a plan, your efforts lack direction and purpose. Think of organized planning as your GPS for success. It provides the step-by-step guidance you need to navigate the journey towards your objectives. When you have a clear plan, you can measure progress, make informed decisions, and stay motivated. The role of the mastermind group. In the context of organized planning, the mastermind group plays a crucial role. This group of like-minded individuals serves as a think tank, offering diverse perspectives, ideas, and expertise. Collaborating with others enhances the quality of your plans and increases your chances of success. When you gather with your mastermind group to discuss your plans, you benefit from collective wisdom and constructive feedback. It's a powerful way to refine your strategies and ensure that your plans are well-rounded and effective. Persistence and adaptation. Organized planning doesn't guarantee smooth sailing. Challenges and setbacks are inevitable. However, persistence is the key to overcoming obstacles and staying the course. Hill emphasizes that setbacks are often opportunities in disguise, urging us to adapt and persevere. Your plan should be flexible and adaptable, allowing you to adjust your approach as circumstances change. When faced with challenges, don't abandon your plan. Instead, modify it, accommodate new information or circumstances. Powerful quotes of this chapter. 1. Failing to plan is planning to fail. This is one of my favorites. I repeat once again. Failing to plan is planning to fail. 2. God seems to throw himself on the side of the individual who knows exactly what he wants if he is determined to get just that. Action steps for this chapter. Follow the Ivy Lee method. Refer to my YouTube channel. This is one of my favorite methods of planning and becoming productive in my life. I've been doing this since last so many years. It's called as the Ivy Lee method. There's a separate podcast also on this on my podcast. Plus, there's a separate YouTube video also on this. I would highly, highly recommend to pause this podcast right now and watch this 10-minute video and really start to implement, because this is where you're going to put those actions, really get those actions moving, and that's where you start to get the results. Personal application of this chapter. Using my imagination, I organize plans to set up my online coaching business. A few examples of organized planning are, 1. The Ultimate Success Formula 90 Days Challenge. Many of you will be part of this. Number 2. The How to Think and Grow Rich program. All 15 steps to riches are there inside this in detail, where I've got 10 videos for every particular chapter. And many of you must have got this as a bonus as you go on the third one, which is the Victory Mastermind, which is an intense one-year curriculum to unveil the master key to riches, where I reveal everything which I have learned, all the 15 steps to riches, the 17 principles of success, the topics which I learned from Bob Proctor, You Were Born Rich, Earl Nightingale, Lead the Field. Everything is there in the Victory Mastermind. It is the gold standard to unlock that master key to success of whatever you want to accomplish. Whatever the mind can believe, can achieve, it is possible when you start to understand this Victory Mastermind principles. Now, affirmation for this chapter. I plan what I do, and I do what I plan. Come on guys, repeat after me. I plan what I do and I do what I plan. One more time. I plan what I do and I do what I plan. Case studies from Think and Grow Rich community members. Watch how Rachna Kakar started to sell and manifested a community of 50 plus paid participants in her community. She's marketing and selling online programs and attracting success and money using the powerful principles of Think and Grow Rich, especially using the power of organized planning. You can check out, there are several success stories on my YouTube channel. There's a complete playlist for that. Further reading, number one, the 11 major factors of leadership. Number two, the 10 major causes of failure in leadership. And number three, the QQS formula. Number four, the 30 major causes of failure. Number five, the self-analysis questionnaire for personal inventory. And number six, what I would do if I had $1 million. Follow the instructions on this chapter and you will understand why, along with organized planning, you require the next one, which is the... Thank you for listening to this episode. To be notified of upcoming episodes, be sure to subscribe and follow this podcast on this app right now. Also, don't forget to rate and review. Thank you.